And now the question, sir. Yes, please. Hazur, God has said that the birth of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the only cause of the creation of this universe. We know that there are trillions of galaxies in this universe, and we also assume that there are different creatures on other planets. Do they not need the message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? If it is so, then if they haven't received the message of Prophet Muhammad, which we assume, then what is the need of creation of universe and other creatures?
You see, this you are referring to a hadith which says, "Law laka lama khalaqtul aflak." If you I had not meant to create you, I would not have created aflak. The word fulk or falk or aflak are derived from the same derivative, and they mean something surrounding some other being thing. So that part of the universe which surrounds the earth and is related to earth and is influencing the earth to support the life on earth, it is that what is meant. And it does not mean that law of Islam is valid for all types of life, even beyond the limited meaning of the word aflak, and it applies to other planets, etc. That would be extending it too far. It is illogical, it is impractical. Because here on earth, there's so many species, there are so many species of life, and Islam does not apply to life other than that of human beings. So a message has to be addressed to a people according to their needs and requirements. So if the life there is identical with that of life on earth, and if human beings are there as well identical to the human beings here, then this meaning could be extended to them. But that would be limiting the capacity of God as a creator, as if he can only design man and no more and no less. So I don't think this is advisable to extend it too far. The meaning is only that which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. It says, "Qul ya ayyuhan nasu inni rasulullahi ilaykum jamia." Tell the children of Adam that I have been sent as a prophet to the children of Adam. So this is a verse of the Holy Quran as against that tradition. How would you interpret it? Will you consider that all the planets have been inhabited by the children of Adam here on earth?
No.
Impossible? So the meaning is very clear. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.